you need shovel-ready projects where basically the sewer, the water, the electric, the gas, and everything is adjacent to the development. So if somebody comes in, it's ready to go. And that's a big deal. So those investments we make in infrastructure, sometimes they're painful because they're expensive, and you hear people gab about the road to nowhere or something like that. But sooner or later, they pay dividends.
I'm Christina Gianni with the Hays Post and Eagle Radio, and I'm speaking with Doug Williams of Grow Hays about the economic impact of FHSU, as well as some construction projects in Hays, on this episode of the Hays Post podcast.
We are really blessed to have a university like Fort Hays State for so many reasons, not only the cultural things and the activities that it brings to our communities, but our Northwest Kansas, but also just the economic impact is huge from Fort Hays State. They're the second largest employer in Ellis County. And I've always said it's kind of the gem of the High Plains. We're just really fortunate to have them here, and the economic impact of the salaries that teachers make and the dollars that students bring into the community, the housing that they live in and that kind of thing, the groceries they buy is just really significant for our local economy.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw out some numbers here. The according to a 2022 report from the Docking Institute, the short-run economic impact of FHSU on the local economy is somewhere between $168 million and $239 million. To give that a little perspective, that's 11 to 16% of the Ellis County's gross domestic product. And as you mentioned, FHSU is one of the most greatest employers in the community, and they account for about 13% of the Ellis County labor force. So in addition to some of those direct and indirect economic impacts, we also have a student workforce that contributes to the economic impact here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. we have long, you know, there's I think a belief among many people that students don't work anymore, but that's simply not true. The statistics don't bear that out. Many students, probably the majority, do have jobs either on campus or in the community. And with Hays being a major trade area location and a strong pull factor for retail and restaurant and those type of things, that student workforce is critical to our local businesses. And not only that, but also as a training ground for them to learn a trade, or even the things like showing up for work on time and working while you're there and that kind of thing are important to learn some of those soft skills. So lots and lots of ways that Fort Hays State impacts our local economy and our quality of life here in Western Kansas, and particularly in Hays.
Yes, a 2021 survey indicated that asked students if they had jobs, and 93%, which seems to me like a very large number, a student respondent said that they did work somewhere in the community.
Yeah, I've seen that survey, and I think that shows that in spite of many people's beliefs that they don't work, they do actually work, and you see them in the grocery store and the hardware store or Walmart or wherever it might be. You see students there, and so that's why we as an organization, Grow Hays, want to support Fort Hays any way we can, because growth of Fort Hays State or sustainability of Fort Hays State is a significant impact on our local economy and quality of life. And workforce being a big part of that. And, you know, after the pandemic, all universities suffered a loss of student enrollment and that kind of thing. And there is a shift kind of going on to more of a vocational focus by many students. And that's awesome. But that also is the reason why Fort Hays State has entered into this arrangement with Northwest Kansas Tech and NCK Tech to expand those vocational offerings. And Fort Hays has always offered some vocational things in their construction management and then nursing and those kind of things, but this just expands that. So again, just a major contributor to our local economy and way of life.
Yeah, something that some of these statistics really don't reflect is how many Fort Hays State students stay here and live in Hays after they graduate. And there's quite a few.
Definitely are. And we are always focused on trying to keep more of them. You know, we don't want that brain drain to occur where they stay here for 3 or 4 or 5 years and then they go someplace else. So we try and focus on keeping as many of them as we can. The Hansen Foundation has sponsored some intern programs where students can actually go out into the workforce work as an intern with organizations. They get paid, I think it's 80 or 90% from the Hansen Foundation, 10% from the employer. But that just promotes people staying in the community, getting engaged in a local business, and increases the odds of students staying here.
Yeah, we have a number of Fort Hays students who work for us here at Eagle, and also quite a few employees that are grads. So, you know, we definitely take advantage of the university's creating great scholars here.
Sure. No, definitely. We have had a couple of interns as well, and they've been great kids. They've helped us, and I think they learned a lot while they were in our office working on different things. And you know, I always say it's, I also think that the students bring a level of energy and you know, a different mindset to a community. It's always in the fall, you can see a shift in the community when they come back, not only a pickup in the local traffic, but also just in the energy of the community. I think college towns always have a little bit different energy and vibe to them. And I think that's overall very positive as well.
Okay. Well, shifting gears a little bit, we also thought we would talk about the community cruise that happened recently. And a number of local officials went out and looked at projects that are ongoing in the community right now. There's lots of building, lots of projects going on right now. Why don't you talk a little bit about that, Doug?
Well, definitely. That was a little more than a week or so ago. And as you said, people from the city of Hays, Ellis County, USD 489, the Chamber, Grow Hays, the CVB participated in this cruise, and it was designed just to tour the community in a bus and see different projects, and each organization that's involved in those projects gave a little description of what the project is, what the time frames are, and that kind of thing. And it, you know, we're talking about Fort Hays State University. Well, there's two large projects on the drawing board down there. One for the Forsyth Library renovation. I think that's a $22 to $25 million renovation. And then the new project, the athletic facility down by Lewis Field, is scheduled to start as well. And I think that's $12 or $14 million. Project. So started there. Obviously, we toured all the schools and the activity going on there, and there's a lot. You know, you go to Roosevelt or you go out by Hays High, lots and lots of stuff going on there. We went by our recently completed micro factory, which is completed, and that's one project that's done. But then we also toured the Tallgrass Housing Development, where there's, at this point, you know, 54 homes in the last 3 years have been constructed out there and are getting either done. About 45 of them are complete, and about 8 or 9 of them are still under construction. We went by the Grove, where the community center and housing development is going to be. So I think it was even though these community leaders, I'll call them, or these organizations are very much involved in the day-to-day activities of the community, a lot of them were just kind of in awe as to how much there really is going on. When you go out and you take it all in, it really encompasses a lot more than you think.
Well, and Ellis County is building a new shop, and the city will be opening the new fire station on Monday. There'll be a uncoupling of the fire hose, I believe is what they
is
call
what
it, instead
now.
Of a ribbon cutting, but there's an open house from 3 to 5 at the new fire station.
Right. I hadn't even thought about those two projects, but absolutely. The fire station is complete, and we'll have their uncoupling, grand opening, ribbon cutting, whatever you want to call it, on Monday. And then the county shop out north of Hays is well underway. You know, the steel frame is up, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So absolutely. And just amazing how much progress and activity is going on. If you look north of on Hall Street, there's infrastructure being put in to feed the what is proposed to be the National Guard Armory that's going to build a new facility to the north of I-70 out there off of Hall Street. And they're putting in the sewer and the water and those type of things right now. So they're redoing the street on Wheatland Drive and the Tallgrass Addition for another 12 homes as we speak. So just an awful lot going on in our community. We have a lot to be thankful for.
Why do you think that having all that infrastructure is so important to the overall health of the community?
Well, I think, you know, infrastructure is expensive, but it also takes a long time to put in. And so if you can be proactive as best you can, I think you position yourself to take advantage of opportunities. I'll use the Heart of America development out by Glassman Corporation. You know, they put in that infrastructure 10 or 12 years ago, and it kind of sat there with nothing going on. But then because it was there and ready to go, we were able to do the micro factory, and we've got a couple other projects that are looking seriously at doing something there that really wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't what we in the economic development industry term shovel ready. You need shovel ready projects where basically the sewer, the water, the electric, the gas, and everything is adjacent to the development. So if somebody comes in, it's ready to go. And that's a big deal. So those investments we make in infrastructure, sometimes they're painful because they're expensive, and you hear people gab about the road to nowhere or something like that. But sooner or later, they pay dividends.
We've talked with the school staff repeatedly about the importance of having quality schools here to bring in new families to our community. What is the importance of that?
What's critical when a doctor or a college professor or even a teacher or any kind of people looking to move into our community, the quality of the education and education facilities are important to them. And typically I use healthcare providers as a kind of the example most of the time, because they can go anywhere they want. You know, they have choices. Their skills are transportable they could go anywhere in the country they want. So we're competing with other communities, and if we don't have quality schools, we're going to lose that competition many times. And we've always, I think we've always done a great job of educating kids, and the educational experience in our community in Ellis County is terrific. But the facilities had fallen far out of, you know, where they needed to be. And so these improvements definitely are a recruiting tool for business and recruiting people to our community.